Question 1. You hear a flight attendant talking about taking long flights.
One of the most frequent complaints I hear from air passengers is lack of legroom. No one wants to sit scrunched up in a ball for hours on end. Checking the seating plan of the plane you're taking will help you identify areas where there's space to stretch out, usually at the back, though there's increased engine noise there. Passengers tend to stand and move around in the aisles. I won't advise against this, as it keeps blood moving round the body, though we do need to keep asking them to sit down while we're serving refreshments. One of the most frequent complaints I hear from air passengers is lack of legroom. No one wants to sit scrunched up in a ball for hours on end. Checking the seating plan of the plane you're taking will help you identify areas where there's space to stretch out, usually at the back, though there's increased engine noise there. Passengers tend to stand and move around in the aisles. I won't advise against this, as it keeps blood moving round the body, though we do need to keep asking them to sit down while we're serving refreshments.
Question 2. You hear a patient talking to a diet expert about taking vitamins.
What do you think about taking vitamin pills?
I've always believed that if you eat a balanced diet, there's little reason to. It depends how much effort you put into preparing healthy meals, which is what I'd encourage. It's tempting not to bother if you're taking vitamin supplements. You rely on them instead.
So, you're against the idea?
I wouldn't say that exactly. Occasionally, your doctor might prescribe you a particular vitamin if your body's lacking in something. Anyway, it's up to you. Vitamin pills tend to be more affordable than they used to be, but check the recommended daily amounts carefully.
What do you think about taking vitamin pills?
I've always believed that if you eat a balanced diet, there's little reason to. It depends how much effort you put into preparing healthy meals, which is what I'd encourage. It's tempting not to bother if you're taking vitamin supplements. You rely on them instead.
So, you're against the idea?
I wouldn't say that exactly. Occasionally, your doctor might prescribe you a particular vitamin if your body's lacking in something. Anyway, it's up to you. Vitamin pills tend to be more affordable than they used to be, but check the recommended daily amounts carefully.
Question 3. You hear two friends talking about a yoga class they have attended.
I hadn't expected yoga to be that hard.
Don't you feel energised now, though?
Come to think of it, I suppose I do. I can see how it builds strength. Some of the positions are pretty difficult to hold. I thought I was going to fall asleep when we did the meditation, though. Closing your eyes, breathing deeply.
I haven't come across the techniques the teacher used before. And I guess it was like a trip to a foreign land for you.
As a complete newcomer, you mean? True. Whether I'll go again remains to be seen. I hadn't expected yoga to be that hard.
Don't you feel energised now, though?
Come to think of it, I suppose I do. I can see how it builds strength. Some of the positions are pretty difficult to hold. I thought I was going to fall asleep when we did the meditation, though. Closing your eyes, breathing deeply.
I haven't come across the techniques the teacher used before. And I guess it was like a trip to a foreign land for you.
As a complete newcomer, you mean? True. Whether I'll go again remains to be seen.
Question 4. You hear a university student leaving a message for a department secretary.
Hello, my name's Carla Flanders. I'm enrolled on the finance course. I couldn't attend today's lecture, I'm afraid. My tutor excused me. The thing is, he was meant to be giving back our latest essays today. Obviously, without being there, I couldn't pick mine up from him. I need his comments on it. There are no classes now until after the break, but I really want to do some work on preparing my presentation in the meantime. Is there any chance of coming in for a chat with him over the holiday? Can you ask him to ring me to set it up? Sorry to cause any inconvenience. Hello, my name's Carla Flanders. I'm enrolled on the finance course. I couldn't attend today's lecture, I'm afraid. My tutor excused me. The thing is, he was meant to be giving back our latest essays today. Obviously, without being there, I couldn't pick mine up from him. I need his comments on it. There are no classes now until after the break, but I really want to do some work on preparing my presentation in the meantime. Is there any chance of coming in for a chat with him over the holiday? Can you ask him to ring me to set it up? Sorry to cause any inconvenience.
Question 5. You hear a woman talking to her colleague about leaving her job.
I hear you've resigned. Are you moving on to better things?
I wouldn't put it like that. I've loved my job here, and I wouldn't have got a new one without the experience I've acquired at this company.
How so?
By polishing my management skills. They're much improved. The toughest lesson I've learned here is not trying to be everyone's friend. I don't mean not being approachable or kind. I just mean maintaining a professional distance. Give people direction, then back off and let them get on with the task. Being available if needed.
Pity you're going. I hear you've resigned. Are you moving on to better things?
I wouldn't put it like that. I've loved my job here, and I wouldn't have got a new one without the experience I've acquired at this company.
How so?
By polishing my management skills. They're much improved. The toughest lesson I've learned here is not trying to be everyone's friend. I don't mean not being approachable or kind. I just mean maintaining a professional distance. Give people direction, then back off and let them get on with the task. Being available if needed.
Pity you're going.
Question 6. You hear a student talking about his idea for a project with his tutor.
So, you've chosen a topic for your French project?
Yes, I was thinking about doing something on social greetings, what people say in different situations.
That sounds achievable within the word limit. Do you have any access to native French speakers to collect the data? Remember, you're doing original research. Relying on relevant literature isn't sufficient for this project.
I've got some French friends, actually. I'm thinking of recording them speaking.
Will that work, given that you need to compare both informal and formal settings? Have you ever looked that?
I have, haven't I?
So, you've chosen a topic for your French project?
Yes, I was thinking about doing something on social greetings, what people say in different situations.
That sounds achievable within the word limit. Do you have any access to native French speakers to collect the data? Remember, you're doing original research. Relying on relevant literature isn't sufficient for this project.
I've got some French friends, actually. I'm thinking of recording them speaking.
Will that work, given that you need to compare both informal and formal settings? Have you ever looked that?
I have, haven't I?
Question 7. You hear a man telling a friend about his work.
Do you like painting people's walls for a living?
Of course. People always compare painting people's rooms with being an artist and think it's what would-be artists do when they discover they have no talent. I haven't done a drawing since I left school. I could draw quite well, but I never had any intention of being an artist. People often overlook what a skilled job painting and decorating is. It probably doesn't seem like it requires any imagination, but I'm often asked for advice about colour schemes when clients can't make up their minds.
Do you like painting people's walls for a living?
Of course. People always compare painting people's rooms with being an artist and think it's what would-be artists do when they discover they have no talent. I haven't done a drawing since I left school. I could draw quite well, but I never had any intention of being an artist. People often overlook what a skilled job painting and decorating is. It probably doesn't seem like it requires any imagination, but I'm often asked for advice about colour schemes when clients can't make up their minds.
Question 8. You hear part of a radio talk about training horses.
For the uninformed, it's easy to think horses behave in unpredictable ways. Yes, they're highly sensitive creatures, and yes, you do need to put some real work into training, but you'll find they respond positively on the whole. You don't have to be a qualified trainer to understand how horses react to humans. Horses are aware of subtle movements and eye contact, so if you're nervous, your horse is nervous, guaranteed. Get to know your horse, and your horse will get to know you. For the uninformed, it's easy to think horses behave in unpredictable ways. Yes, they're highly sensitive creatures, and yes, you do need to put some real work into training, but you'll find they respond positively on the whole. You don't have to be a qualified trainer to understand how horses react to humans. Horses are aware of subtle movements and eye contact, so if you're nervous, your horse is nervous, guaranteed. Get to know your horse, and your horse will get to know you.
That is the end of part one.